my name is Chris Johnson, and I told you about my old dining hall boss not that long ago, old Maureen. And I will say it again, she's the best boss that I've ever fucking had. I would work for fucking Maureen tomorrow if I fucking could, and if they paid me more than the fucking $9 an hour that they paid me when I worked at the fucking dining hall. But as a student, I didn't give two shits. What do I give a fuck? Any fucking money is fucking money as a fucking dipshit college student. I didn't care. I had fucking student loans and shit, so like I just used that money for like groceries and booze and shit. But learning about Maureen's passing has brought up like a lot of fucking old nostalgic memories. I'm remembering a ton of shit about my old fucking college years. And by and large, those are good years. I enjoyed my fucking college time. I always fucking loved college when I was a fucking kid because it meant I was away from my fucking house. I live in Buffalo. I went to college in Oswego. It's like a 3-hour drive. It was far enough away that like if something was going on at home, I'm not expected to fucking go home. You know what I mean? I rarely went home during the semester. Maybe a time or two, really, but I feel like the only time I ever really went home was like during like the breaks where they kicked us out. They kicked us out like Thanksgiving break and spring break and shit. Then I fucking had to go home. Otherwise, I ain't fucking going home. I was working at dining hall with Maureen, goddammit. It also made me think of some old Maureen stories. We used to work with a dude who also has fucking died. His name was John. Also his real name. I stayed connected to him on Facebook over the years. And then, like, I just fucking learned that he fucking died. I don't even know what the fuck happened. It was one of those situations where, like, you know, you exchange the happy birthdays and shit. And then one day, you click on his fucking page and it doesn't say, like, fucking John anymore. It says, like, in memory of John. Oh, like, oh, motherfucker. What's going on here? But John was a good dude. I liked him. And he was one of my crew. He was a guy that if he was still around, I would have said like, hey man, we lost fucking Maureen. Tough day. Now when I worked Friday and Saturday at the dining hall, I worked fucking dinner. And then they didn't really close after dinner. They just had like extended like late night hours, they called it. So basically, I worked from 4 to 11 on Friday and Saturday nights. Pretty much every fucking Friday and Saturday during my final year of college. But, you know, working Friday and Saturday nights, sometimes, you know, you go fucking drink afterwards. And over the years, there were, like, various people that we fucking drank with. One of our buddies had this fucking apartment above a law office. God, going there afterwards was fucking unbelievable. It was right on fucking Bridge. Every now and then, we'd bring new people. And sometimes, if they, like, never really went out before, like, it'd get fucking messy. You guys gotta know what the fuck you're getting into now, goddammit. But then, you know, people graduate, they fucking move on. And fuck, I haven't talked to that dude who had that apartment in ages, but he was awesome. I knew that motherfucker my freshman year. He used to do prank phone calls and shit. God damn, he was hilarious. He's from the Bronx. But anyway, after that, the next year, we would just go to like some dude's room. And you know what? I'm fine. I'll go to your fucking room. He didn't have a fucking roommate. So like, you know, you go fucking wild. So a bunch of us would go to his room afterwards. And we'd just fucking drink. I don't think we really did anything but drink. But we're trying to get John to come with us. Come on, you motherfucker. Like John seemed a little wild. Let's get this guy out of the fucking dining hall environment and see what this motherfucker's all about. And I remember us telling Maureen, like, Maureen, John's gonna fucking come out with us now. And she's like, you leave him alone, goddammit. He's a good kid. She was, you know, she didn't want him to be, like, quite frankly, around me. And I can't really argue with her. You don't want anybody fucking hanging out with my ass. If you think somebody's a good kid, you don't want to fucking expose them to my bullshit. But, well, you know, she's not his fucking mom. John's gonna come out. John knows where the fucking thrills are. So he came out with us one night. It was me, fucking girlfriend at the time, old Big D. I think fucking Burgermaster was there. I feel like it was a good enough crew. And fucking John came. And John just got really fucked up. Like, I don't know what he was in for. I don't know what he was planning on. I don't know if he had like a fucking limit. He exceeded the limit. It was a fucking mess. Here was how I knew like my limit drinking back in the day. This was the Chris Johnson limit. This isn't scientific, but this is what I would do. I would drink to the point where like, if I turned my head and my eyes wouldn't follow, then I've had enough. I don't know how much alcohol that is. I'm probably a few deep easy. And you probably know what I'm talking about, right? Like, I look at somebody, I'd be like looking at my girlfriend, and I would turn like really quick across the room, and then my eyes wouldn't follow. And then I was like, you better fucking stop. Gotta wake up the next day, goddammit, work another fucking shift. Like, I can't get too fucked up now. The problem with like getting to that point too is like, you knew it wasn't gonna last because like you were on the fucking border. So like, I would just kind of like move my eyes back and forth, you know, or move my head back and forth and like wait for my fucking eyes to follow. It was a really fucking degenerate fucking game that, I don't know, fucking proud of myself I am for doing it, but you know, it was entertaining at the time. So, you know, we go out there, we fucking drink a while, and then, you know, we bounce, fucking go back to our rooms and shit. I think my ex drove. I don't think she trusted me to drive back, even if it was across campus. But we do that, you know, we fucking go home and shit. And then everybody is at work the next day. I'm there, girlfriend's there, Big D's there, Burgermaster. Like, everybody who was there was at work, except for John. And motherfucker, he couldn't do it. He got so fucking blasted. Motherfucker, we fucking stopped work at 11 o'clock. We probably started drinking right after. I'm sure we were home by like 3 or 4. It was only a couple hours worth. He couldn't fucking make his fucking 4 o'clock shift the next day. So he called in. And Maureen was fucking furious. But not with him. With me! She comes in and fucking finds my ass. She's like, John called in. I was like, what the fuck? She's like, what did you fucking do to him? I was like, what do you mean, what do I do to him? Like, well, I'm here. Fucking everybody else is here. She's like, I told you not to fucking take him out. God damn it. You fucking ruined him. You fucking ruined him. You took about one goddamn night, you fucking ruined him. Jesus Christ. I told him not to fucking hang out with you. And she fucking like walked away. She went back to the office. And that motherfucker came in to eat that night too. And he looked like shit. He came in to like get a burger. We're like, motherfucker, what the fuck happened to you? I got fucking blamed for this shit. He's like, dude, I couldn't fucking do it. Then Maureen saw him. I was like, Maureen John's fucking here. And she walks up to him. She's like, what the fuck did he do to you last night? He's like, I just, you know, drank a little bit. Don't fucking hang out with him anymore. Ah, Chris Johnson, always ruining the youth. I miss those two, goddammit. Anyway, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays. That's new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, any big podcasting site you want, or Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every episode is on Podbean. I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline for you. This shit's going to be on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, and photos, all that bullshit, that's at Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes.